Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick. Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, we have some magic up our sleeves that we're going to pass on to you. There are two, I'm going to label them as magic because they are magic, two magical tools that you can use to eliminate any type of anxiety from your body, from your brain, from your existence. No longer feel that anxiety. And my special guest, Tracy, is going to teach you exactly how to do that with, again, two magical tools that you are going to absolutely love. Approach anxiety with women is gone. Fear of being rejected, gone. Okay, so keep listening. Hey guys, welcome to the Ask Women podcast. And I forget how our intro goes because Kristen usually introduces the show, but she is not here today. But that's fine because I have somebody better for you. I have Tracy on with me, and I actually work with Tracy. Tracy is one of my wing girls, and she's not like a coaching guys kind of wing girl. She is my keep Marnie in order, keep her organized, get her to do her shit, and pretty much just like organize my entire life, which is fantastic. So she is amazing in my eyes, and she will be amazing in your eyes after you listen to this episode. So Tracy, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, so yesterday you and I were having a conversation, and as always, we get into psychological talks and like talking about mom stuff and how to be more calm, cool, and collected. And you started talking about this really interesting tool on how to, I'm going to label it incorrectly. Maybe you'll correct me. Like I saw it as how to tame your triggering points and potentially help with a little bit of PTSD. And so for a lot of guys listening, they may have their own personal triggering points, their own personal PTSD. But I know that the majority of men listening do have a triggering point when it comes to approaching women, talking to women, setting boundaries with women. And I thought that this tool could be really useful for them. So I would love if you could explain that tool that you were sharing with me yesterday, because I think it's fantastic.
Sure. And it's a little bit of background.
Yeah.
I'm all about brains, right? And how to make it easier for us to get stuff done that we want to do in our lives. And so the brain is kind of like a computer, right? Where the software that's going in, mm-hmm. right? Like if you have crummy software.
Yeah. You get crappy results. You get a broken down computer. Yeah.
Totally. It runs crummy, right? But if you get the right software in there, it runs like a well-oiled machine. You get stuff done fast. Like yeah. you can make miracles, right? Yeah. And so when we're talking about triggers, a lot of the problems and why we get triggered is because we have some of that old programming, that old software in place. So when you're wanting to approach and you're wanting to be successful, and wouldn't it be nice if you approached women and it was just, it was easy. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't so hard. And so you didn't get sweaty and anxiety and that pit in your stomach, right? You didn't yeah. get all that. And it was just easy. And so one of the ways to do that is to remove that old programming and that old trigger. And I bet you that anybody that is having issues with approaching women, I bet you that it's the same thoughts, mm-hmm. the same emotions are going around in circles in yep. their head over and over and over and over again. And what that's doing is it's creating the programming, it's creating the software that you're running off of, and literally it's creating new neural pathways
yeah.
in your brain, right? In order to do that. So we were talking about how do you
reprogram,
redo that programming, right? Like, how do you program yourself?
Yeah.
I'm all about, I think I told you, I'm like, how do you brainwash yourself to get good results?
Yeah.
Right? Not brainwashing for bad, but brainwashing to get what you want.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we were talking about is basically interrupting that pattern, right? Like interrupting, it's a pattern that you've got going on, that cycle that's happening. So how do you stop that so that like you don't even get started, right? And so one of the things that you can do that we were talking about is there's a lot of emotion that's involved. And that's the emotion is what stops you, right? Like the emotion is what gives you the anxiety. Mm-hmm.
The feeling.
That's the fear, right? Mm-hmm. And so every emotion, and I don't know if you've ever thought about it this way, every emotion, you physically feel it in your body.
Yes.
Right? So like, think about it. Like you get anxiety. That's the pit of your stomach.
Yeah.
Right? Like sometimes you might have chest pain mm-hmm. when something comes up. It could be a throat mm-hmm. that you feel it in your throat. And one of the things that you can do is to, when you're triggered, when you have anxiety, when you have something coming up that just, you know, you're sweating, it physically manifests in your yes. body, is to sit, if you can, close your eyes, to number one, identify that feeling in your body, right? Where do you feel it? Let's say it's the pit of your stomach. And one of the things you can do is in the pit of your stomach, you can objectively look at it. So there's no judgment in what you're doing. I shouldn't be feeling this way. I shouldn't, right? Like I should know how to do this. No judgment. Feel it in your body, pit of your stomach, and see it, right? Visualize it. What does it look like, mm-hmm. right? What does it feel like? For me, a lot of times it feels like a tar, like dense, heavy feeling, right?
Oh, that's interesting. Mine is more hot. Mine is always like heat. It's on fire. I can see it.
And fire and like yeah. churning. Does it mm-hmm. churn?
Yes.
Yep. Yep. So get there, right? And let it come up, right? A lot of times what's happening with the triggers and everything that we have is that it's this emotion that we've trained ourselves to feel. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of gets stuck there. Mm-hmm. And so by doing this, we're actually releasing it. Right. So what you do is get that fiery, churning feeling that for me, it's a heavy black tar. It kind of moves, right? And I can yeah. visualize that. Just sit with it.
So when you say sit with it, it's your eyes closed. You can see this in your stomach and you sit with it and you say what to yourself?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Okay.
Right? It is what it is. Like it's there. See if there's any feelings that come up. Right. A lot of times we might associate it with, I'm just scared to approach her. Right. Mm-hmm. But it could be that you got rejected one time and it was embarrassing. And so that, for me, that black tar could be embarrassment over that.
And is it okay to recognize those things? Like to say, of course, you know what? I see embarrassment in there. I see when I was 12 years old and some girl said this to me. Is it okay to go to that space?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And when you're going to that space, it's just acceptance. It is what it is.
Is what it is. Yeah.
I do this regularly. Like I do it all day, every day. When something comes up, I feel it. I go there. I sit with it to see what is actually coming up for me. And I clear it is the point. But there have been things that I've gone in there and I'm like, wow, that is so unflattering.
You're embarrassed after. You're like, oh.
I'm embarrassed that I yeah. feel that way. Right. But again, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I have to continue feeling that way, right? That thing in the pit of my stomach is something that happened from the past. This is here and now that I can choose to make a difference and choose to change ongoing. So it is what it is. There's no judgment. You sit with it. You just let it be. What happens is it usually takes a few seconds, if not maybe 2 minutes max, sitting with it. It's uncomfortable. A lot of the time, like it's not necessarily fun
right.
to be there, right? But what you'll feel is it will start to kind of shift a little bit for you. Sometimes it'll morph into like a different shape, something. Stay with it, just keep going. And then what I do is I kind of take a right deep mm-hmm. breath and exhale it. And I imagine exhaling that emotion, that feeling that comes out. A lot of times, if you've ever seen a dog shake, right?
Yeah.
Like kind of that, right? You get kind of the emotion and it's just shaking it off, right? So shake it off if that works for you. release the emotion, right? And then check in with yourself again. Sometimes there might be remnants. Sometimes it could have moved to your throat or something else. Sometimes it's just completely gone. But what will happen is that you've now just released that and you're closer to being
reprogrammed,
right? It's a reprogramming step that you've just done. And so what'll happen is, what I found is that like certain situations will trigger it again. Like, I thought I cleared that, right? And then certain situations will pop up and it'll come back. You will get faster with it and it will get easier and it can be done in a split second as you realize what you're doing and moving forward. And what happens with that is that all of these emotions and everything that we don't kind of deal with, these triggers, it's almost like a cork that you're holding under the water, right? And you're just holding it under there. And it's, so you're always under the water and you can't quite get up there. What you're doing with clearing all of this is you're letting that cork, you're just letting go.
Taking it out.
Right?
And saying, come on.
And so what happens is you bob to the surface and then you just easily
float,
right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what will happen is that if you keep doing this, what you're realizing is that like one day you'll walk away from a woman and you'll be like, I just walked up to her with no triggers, no issues. And you'll be surprised that it was that easy and that none of the stuff, the programming that you dealt with before, it's just not there anymore.
Yeah. That's muscle memory. All of those things are just muscle memory, right? So you're just making new memories, like where interacting with a woman doesn't make your body shake, doesn't make your stomach tighten, doesn't make your throat close up. It's just creating new patterns. And as you said before, it's reprogramming, which I love.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's pay attention to when you get triggered.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times there will be something leading up to getting triggered as well. If you can get ahead of the trigger and have a solution in place, the trigger doesn't happen.
Right. So I'm going out to a social setting. There might be a girl there that I want to approach. All right, let's prepare before. Right. I love that.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend as the Run to the Roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it.
So now that we're heading out of cuffing season, which is that season where women want the guy to keep them warm at night, so they're a little bit more easygoing or flexible on who they'll date, you're going to need to step up your game. And part of stepping up your game is stepping up your banter game. So many times guys lose out on girls because they don't know how to be fun, witty, engaging, clever, while also being down to earth and creating a real connection. So if you don't want to lose out on the chick because you don't know how to communicate and you're just boring and flat, then take a couple banter sessions with me. I promise you, your dates will go through the roof, not just because you're throwing them up there because you're so muscular, but the actual number count is going to go up, I promise. So go to kristenandchill.com, Scroll down, click banter, and choose your package to get those banter skills in shape, where this summer it's going to be a lot easier for you to get the girl. And if you email me at kristenandchill.com, I may even send you a discount code so you can get these world-class skills at a discounted price. That's kristenandchill.com.
Let's say there's a situation when you're out and all of a sudden you get triggered, right? And all of a sudden you've got the pit in your stomach, you've got, you know, you're sweating, you're hot, like all of that starts happening, right? In that moment, think, what just happened to get me to this place?
Right.
Right. Maybe it was your buddy saying, like, oh, she's looking at you, right? You need to go up to her, right? If that triggered that reaction from you, come up with a plan. So the next time that your buddy says something, you actually have like, so in that case,
you just punch him in the face and say, shut up. Don't say that again. No.
Possibility. that would get a different reaction. Right. Absolutely. Right. But it could be like you go up to go to the bathroom, or you go grab a drink,
yep,
or you walk outside for a minute. And it's that pattern interrupt that you mm-hmm. do in that moment that stops that from, whether you decide to approach the woman or not, is kind of beside the point.
Right. You're trying to work on those feelings for right now.
But what you're doing is you're shutting off that neural pathway path and that programming. So if you do something different mm-hmm. the next time that pops up and you're prepared for that to pop up, the next time that happens, you will shut that off so that over time it will not happen anymore.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, so that's a fantastic first tool. I love that. Okay, but the one that I really liked or loved was the second one that you shared. And you don't have to share the backstory to it, but just maybe a bit of a brief understanding of it. But this is a phenomenal tool that I think every guy can use.
Yeah, so I think it's EMDR that you're talking about. Yeah. So another tool, and like there's literally countless tools. I use tools interactively. Sometimes, like literally just writing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Works amazing. Like if I'm humiliated or embarrassed, I will write out what I should have said, right?
Yeah,
or what I felt like
that.
I should have said, right? Like, and just literally get it all out with the intention of once it's out and once I'm done writing, I move on.
Yeah. But then also it's mentally rehearsing for the next time. So I do it verbally.
Yes.
Yeah. Afterwards where I like acting. That's my background. So like I'll act out a scene so I can get it into my body and see how it feels and like wordsmith it a little bit. So the next time I'm better prepared.
Absolutely. And so like there are so many tools and it's what works for you, right? Sometimes it's physical. Sometimes people need to like physically go for a run or right. And they rehearse it as they're mm-hmm. pounding the pavement, right? Of step, 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 right? It's a pattern, right? That they are creating. So I guess my point is it's individual. Use like what works for you when it works for you. I, depending on the situation, the day, whatever, I pick another tool that I think will work better.
Right.
This one that you're talking about is EMDR. And it is in therapy. I had a friend who had an extremely traumatic car accident. Her husband passed away. It was just extremely traumatic. It happened at, I think, a little after 10. At night. For the subsequent weeks after the car accident, she would wake up at that time every night with full-on panic attacks.
For sure.
And it was a habit, right? It was that neural pathway was formed. The trauma was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was enough of a trauma, right? Couldn't get past it. The therapy that she did that I find fascinating is that, and you can imagine the emotional stress,
for sure,
right? That this trauma caused. And so she would go once a week, she would go to the therapist's office and it's EMDR, and they would give her in each hand, they would give her one of those blue racquetballs
mm-hmm.
in each hand. And they would have her just squeeze left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. And as she would be doing that the entire time, they would have her tell her story about everything that happened.
The same way every time.
Yes. She would tell it just from memory and go through, and she would really go with the emotion, right? Like she would state the emotion. She would get emotional. It wasn't just a story. It was what happened that night, right? And everything that she remembers and all of it leading up, everything, right? And the entire time she's left, right, left, right, left, right, right? The entire time. And so the outcome of that is what they were doing was After 5 weeks, she had completely disassociated the emotion with the story. So she was able to tell the story without the panic attacks and without the emotion. It was a story. It wasn't like literally
living through it.
Living through that and the trauma, right? The trauma was removed and she was able to do that. And what was happening when she was doing that? Again, it's your brain, right? And it was the left brain and the right brain that because it the shift left, right, and telling the story and the emotion, it was disassociating with the left brain and the right brain. It was disassociating that story with the emotion of what was happening. And so she was able to move on. And there's still emotion, there's still trauma, there's still, you know, things to deal with. But the car accident, she had disassociated the trauma with that just simply by a left and right. So in a scenario with your guys, right? It's easy to do visualize, right? But if you've got, let's be honest, sometimes it is trauma, right?
Yes.
And what we've experienced in approaching and dating, which is why we're triggered now, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, you don't want to put yourself into that situation again to feel the same thing. Absolutely.
Exactly. Why would you, right? Like you'd be crazy to do so, right? Yeah. And a lot of our triggers, like it's just our brains, our bodies protecting us,
mm-hmm.
right? Like that's all it is, but it's not serving us anymore, right? This is old programming that we need to release and so that we can move forward. And so grab a couple of stress balls, put mm-hmm. one in each hand, grab tennis balls, racket balls, whatever works for you, and go through the story, right? Go through the trauma, go through the trigger, go through, imagine yourself actually either a past event that actually happened, or imagine yourself actually living through and going through what happens when you get triggered in an approach mm-hmm. situation mm-hmm. when you're looking to approach. And just left, right, and just squeeze and do it relatively quickly, right? Left, right, left, right.
Would you say to do it every day? Because I'm guessing your friend was going once a week and for 5 weeks.
Once a week.
Right?
Yeah, once a week for 5 weeks. It totally depends on you, right? Like it's depending on your situation. A lot of times it's emotional draining, right? Like
yeah.
a lot of times when I clear big things, I need 3 to 4 days to actually just chill out. Mm-hmm. And during that time, get rest, get water, allow yourself to just get it out, right? And just clear that. It does and it will. So when you feel like just listen, right? Listen to your gut. And when you're ready to do it again, do it again.
Okay.
If you get triggered, come back, go through that scenario, right? Go through that scenario, left, right, left, right, left, right. It will disassociate and it's an easy way. One other thing that is really cool in programming. So this is all deprogramming that we're talking about, right? One other thing that's fascinating about the brain is our brain waves and getting your brain into a theta state.
Okay.
Theta is that time right before you go to sleep where you're not really asleep and you're not really awake. You're mm-hmm. like semi-aware, but you're kind of calm, right? Like that state.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's when you wake up first thing in the morning, right? And you mm-hmm. haven't had your coffee yet, right? Like you're just kind of in that laying there awake, but not really there. In that state, it works for me right before I go to bed. Get into that state and program. So you can do this again. It could be visual. It could be auditory, whatever your learning style is, your whatever feels right to you. And for me, it's visualize, but visualize the scene of you actually easily doing it. What you're doing with that is when you're in the theta state, that is when your brain is most receptive and your brain doesn't know the difference between whether it's fake or real.
Right.
Right. And so when your brain is receptive, you can actually program it, brainwash yourself, program yourself with what you want the outcome to be and what you want it to look like. So during the day, use the techniques to clear, but like at night or first thing in the morning, when you're in that theta, really relaxed state, go through a scenario where like you walk away and you're like, I wasn't triggered. Oh, wow. Like, right? Put emotion into it, put senses into it. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? And put that into it and get that emotion into it and start programming yourself to do what you want, right?
Yes. In the way that you want. It's so funny because the visualization program that I have it doesn't require you to be in the theta state, but it does say like at night when you're relaxed, have like a cup of tea or something and listen to the visualization program. It was created by the NLP expert, Mark Singh, but I voiced it and I conceptualized it, but it really is just that. It's like creating this visual of what you want rather than what we tend to focus on, which is what we don't want or what we've done in the past that's wrong. And that's continuing to program you in the negative way. Focusing on what we want to happen is what we'll literally say to our brain, do it this way.
Exactly. And so a great thing to do would be to get your visualization program and put your headphones in, right? Like before bed, get into that theta state and listen to that.
Yeah.
Right. And you're programming it. And the thing is that the crazy thing about your brain, right, is that the negative that you've got in there is programmed. It is just as easy to program the positive.
We just don't focus on that as much. It's really interesting that like at birth, I know you don't have this answer, but like, why are we programmed to go to that negative? Is it just because?
I don't think it's at birth. I think it's our parents, society, like I think it's we learn these behaviors, right? Like we learn how to do this. And when we were kids, it worked great. It worked for us. But a lot of times we're at a point now where the old programming, the old stuff that we used to do, it's not working anymore. It doesn't serve us anymore.
Yeah.
And so it's recreating that. But it's literally, for me, it's like, I want whatever I want, right? Like I'm very much about customizing my life how I want it to be. And I want it to be easy.
Right.
Right. And so I don't want to work so hard. I don't want to try so hard. I don't want it to be suffering so much. Right. I want it to be easy. And so this is a way that I program myself to go in the direction that I want to go in. And then things just happen easily. And isn't it nice to be able to do that versus the struggle and the torture that we put ourselves through when it's not necessary? We can literally just program what we want into our brains and it will become a reality.
Totally. I totally agree with you. Okay. I'm going to wrap up this call because I think this is fantastic information and I have to get to a mastermind, but this was perfection. This is exactly what I wanted to share with the guys who are listening. So guys, please go try one, both of these tools. I like the squeezy one the best, but I've also done the visualizing the image in of where it is in your body before with a coach helping me. And that's worked like magic too. So they are magic tools. These are magical tools.
Yes.
And your brain is pretty freaking amazing. And the truth is that we all have control to go in whatever direction we want. We just may be incorrectly programmed and not in line with our true desires. And we can change that anytime that we want. So Tracy, thank you so much for being on. This was wonderful. New episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Please, please, please do not download individual episodes. Please just subscribe to our show so that you can use that time that you would have used downloading to interact, talk, and go on dates with women. Also, please share this episode with any friend of yours that you think could benefit from this amazing information. You guys are awesome. We'll see you next week.